It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Kennedy.
I'm Bill Hemmer.
I'm Sandra Smith, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, October 21st, 2022. I'm Evan Brown. Are Democrats losing the Hispanic vote? Signs might point to yes, and that loss might be prompted by more Hispanic women running for office as Republicans, especially in South Texas by the border.
The people here in South Texas are frustrated that the Democrat Party has ignored this area. They haven't even bothered to come down here to see firsthand what's happening.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Democrats in Texas and nationwide were stunned when first-time Republican candidate Mayra Flores defeated the Democratic candidate in a special election for the traditionally Democratic seat in southern Texas. Flores is running again this November for a full term, and she isn't in a vacuum. Flores stirred interest in a new phenomenon, Hispanic women, or Latinas, signing up to run for Congress as Republican candidates.
This journey began in 2020 when I ran for Texas 15.
Monica de la Cruz is also from South Texas, the McAllen area. She's the Republican nominee in yet another district that Democrats have long held. It's also a district where poverty is prevalent and crime is high, blamed on drug cartels and human smuggling. She says she is not alone in feeling her home has seen enough.
Previous to 2020, I actually had no political background. I had never been in public office and never even thought about running. But in 2019, what we saw was that the Border Patrol were being the villains in the story. We saw that the Democrat Party was moving so far to the left. And you're talking about someone like me and people in this region that grew up Democrat. And what we were watching unfold in 2019 was that the Democrat Party had moved so far to the left and away from the values that were important to the people of South Texas. And ultimately, Hispanics. My region is 82% Hispanic. And what is important to us is our faith, our family, and the American dream, the opportunity for the American dream and hard work. And so the Democrat Party has been in control of this area for over 100 years, and they've just taken Hispanics for granted. They've taken South Texas for granted. And I felt frustrated by that and felt like, if I don't stand up, who will? And so that's why we decided to run in the 2020 election.
Let's talk about what you just said, that Democrats have been taking Hispanics and specifically Hispanics in South Texas for granted. What does that mean when you tell this to people? And I'm assuming that as you're campaigning in your district, that people are in agreement with you. But what does that mean to you and to the people you speak with?
I will start with this. We are on the border in McAllen, Texas, where law and order is important to us. There are many who migrated, just like my family did, to America because of law and order, because they had the opportunity for the American dream. And it has been very frustrating to see the Biden administration and Democrats ignore this area, completely ignore this area when it comes to illegal immigration and the millions of people who are coming across when there are legal immigrants who have waited in line and continue to still wait in line. following the rules to become an American citizen. So that's one part of the frustration of Hispanics in the area. The second is the crisis in the humanitarian crisis that has occurred. We're watching illegal immigrants being taken advantage of by the cartel, exploited by the cartel. We hear firsthand the stories of women and children who are raped. We don't want people to come over in that way. We want people to come the right way so they can enjoy all that America has to offer. And so the people here in South Texas are frustrated that the Democrat Party has ignored this area. They haven't even bothered to come down here to see firsthand what's happening. I think that's a big slap in the face for us who live on the border and for our Border Patrol agents.
That's a pretty particular point of view that I think a lot of people have been expressing, that not only is there a border crisis, but that there is some kind of ignorance of it, if you will, willfully or otherwise, by elected Democrats in Washington, by their appointed officials that are meant to deal with these things, whether it's at Homeland Security or whatnot. There have been ways to deal with this at the state level. Obviously, Governor Abbott has deployed resources to the border. Local agencies and police officers have been doing what they can. But what do the people really want, do you think? What would be like the pie in the sky resolution for these issues, if they could just snap a finger?
We want policies that have already been proven to work, such as the Remain in Mexico policy that deterred many from making the horrific trek to America. That's number one. Number two, the catch and release program. The Biden administration is catching people who are known terrorists on the terror watch list and releasing them into the United States, the greatest country on this planet. And here we are allowing terrorists to just be caught and released into America. It's extremely frustrating. That's two things that can be done immediately. The third is to get resources to help the Border Patrol agents do their job. You know, I met with the National Border Patrol, the National Border Patrol Council recently, and they were saying they don't even have enough night vision goggles to staff their agents that are working at night. These are frontline people protecting our communities and our nation, and they don't even have night vision goggles. They have to share them. This is putting their lives at risk, and it's hurting our American communities. This is just horrible what has happened along the border. And in addition to that, we see our hospitals that are clogged up. Our local sheriff offices are having to go and support our Border Patrol agents. In Brooks County, just recently, they had human smugglers who were in a very tragic accident because we had illegals who died on this bailout run. That's the other thing. People in America don't even know what a bailout is. And that's something common here.
So what exactly is a bailout? What is that? So people do know what that is.
So a bailout, think of a child abduction alert that goes on your phone. So you and your family might be driving down a road going to eat dinner, for example, and all of a sudden your phone rings and it's a bailout alert. And what that does is it's the local county that alerts you to say there is cartel, human smugglers speeding down XYZ highway. You need to pull over or be aware or just avoid that road and that highway. These human smugglers and cartel members have no care about who's on the road or what is happening. They will smash into gates. They will smash into people walking on the street. They will go the wrong way on an expressway. And many times when there's a bailout, people can die, and they do die, just like we saw in Brooks County a couple of days ago.
We are speaking with Monica de la Cruz. She is a proud Latina running for Congress from the McAllen, Texas area, a traditionally Democratic district, but she's running as a Republican. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more with Monica straight ahead. Yeah, this is a common thing that, occasionally it might make the national news, but this has become a reality for people who live on the border, that there is this sense of lawlessness and danger, and not in a romanticized way. This isn't supposed to be the Hollywood version of the Old West and Wyatt Earp or whatnot. This is a very scary reality for you and your neighbors. It kind of paints a very bleak picture of the borderland, which had always, from my visits to it anyway, these are supposed to be thriving communities. People have lived there. They've lived there for generations to make great homes out of the area. But now it's plagued with this absolute horror.
Absolutely. And now you're taking sheriff departments, local sheriff departments, local police officers away from protecting their communities and instead going and helping Border Patrol with these cartels and coyotes and human smugglers. So who is actually suffering? The local American communities, the people who are having issues of criminal intent in their local communities, because those resources are being taken away to help Border Patrol and protect our borders, since the Biden administration won't.
So let's talk about not just your run for office, but there are others who are running for Congress from the Texas borderland that have had some success, and they come from social groups, if you will, that have, according to perhaps accepted narratives, should not be finding a home in the Republican Party. And we're talking specifically about Hispanics and even more specifically Hispanic women. What do you think accounts for this shift, this finding a political home with the Republicans on the right? What really is prompting, aside from the conditions of what you've already described, what has really pushed, do you think, someone like yourself or a Mayra Flores to seek office and to do so via the Republican Party, which, again, it kind of goes against that longstanding narrative of which party champions minorities?
You have to keep in mind that the Democrat Party abandoned Hispanics many, many years ago. So when I ran in the 2020 election, it was the first time that any dollars had been spent by the Republican Party or the Democrat Party in educating people in our local community about what the parties stood for. So in 2020, when I ran and spent money in this district, people became informed. They became alerted to what the national parties actually stood for. And I stood very strong about my faith, my family, and my love of this country, and the support of law and order and our Border Patrol agents. And it resonated. What many might not know is that Congresswoman Mayra Flores actually worked on my campaign. Cassie Garcia is actually a friend of mine and one of my insureds in my insurance company. We all know each other. And in 2020, not only did they feel inspired to run because we came so very close, but others down the ballot actually became inspired as well. And when Congresswoman Mayra Flores won her special election in June, what it proved was that the Hispanic vote had been taken for granted. Hispanics were no longer going to align themselves with a party that was moving towards socialism and communism, and that they were going to stand up for their American dream and for the values that are embedded in our community. Here you have Democrats who are trying to move towards Latinx and taking away the beautiful culture that we have. Well, you have the Republican Party saying, we love you the way that you are. The love of family, the love of faith, and the love of the American dream. And I think that's why you're seeing such a movement towards the Republican Party, because you see the faces of the community that are ultimately the reflection of this area.
Monica De La Cruz, you're the Republican candidate for the 15th Congressional District of Texas. That is the McAllen area. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Absolutely, yes.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.